Genesis chapter 48. And he blessed them with these words: May the God before whom my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, walked faithfully, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, bless these boys. Spiritual progress or growth is a slow process, and even though we must struggle with our old nature, it is a process worth going through. God had a lot of patience with Jacob, and will have it with us. 2 Peter verses 3:18 urges us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a lifelong project. What's more, it's a generational project. Jacob, in spite of his old age, in spite of the fact that he was losing his sight and almost even the shadow of death, he has not lost his memory, and even more, he has not lost his faith. He reminds her son Joseph and her two grandchildren of the time God appeared to her in Luz, which is also Bethel, as the Almighty God and the legacy of a blessing and promise made to his grandfather Abraham, to his father Isaac, and now pass on to Joseph and his two sons. Neither the change in culture nor the time that has passed, for the fact that they lived in a different country, made them lose sight of their legacy. What blessing are we passing on to our children and grandchildren? More than earthly goods such as money or property, and even more than a good education? We have the privilege and responsibility to pass the torch so that Jesus, the light of the world, comes to be our light generation after generation.